While much of the Bush administration is busy with the situation in Iraq, lawyers at the Justice Department are battling a different kind of opponent. They filed court papers seeking $289 billion from the tobacco industry. It's part of a massive racketeering suit. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The government lawsuit was originally filed by the Clinton administration, which accused the tobacco industry of a half century of deceit and fraud. The suit languished after President Bush took office. Attorney General John Ashcroft called it weak. So it was something of a surprise when Justice Department lawyers filed 1,400 pages of new documents in the case and revealed that the government hopes to win more than $280 billion from cigarette makers. David Logan is a law professor at Wake Forest University.
The legal arguments they're making here are not novel. What is novel is that it's the Department of Justice doing it, and this is a Republican presidency that one would think would not be sympathetic to essentially doing the work of trial lawyers, which is to bring, you know, corporate wrongdoers to their knees for their gross misconduct.
The lawsuit claims cigarette companies marketed tobacco to children and concealed information about the risk of smoking. It also says the industry manipulated nicotine levels so people would more easily become addicted. Anti-smoking advocates are applauding the Justice Department for pursuing the case, and Bill Corr of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says the government is justified in seeking the huge financial judgment.
$289 billion is only a portion of the profits the tobacco industry has made over the last 50 years from this illegal behavior, and that number pales in comparison to what tobacco costs the American people.
Industry lawyers are mounting an aggressive defense. Already in an earlier phase of the case, they persuaded the judge to dismiss several of the government's allegations. Ken Bass, an attorney for the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Company, calls the $289 billion figure unreasonable and denies the Justice Department allegations.
Cigarette manufacturers are very responsible in their marketing, and also they continue to be open to ideas and discussion about where the regulatory policy should be. And the companies themselves don't always agree on that. But that's a regulatory issue, not something that should be resolved in a racketeering lawsuit.
In the past, Attorney General Ashcroft has offered little support for the suit. As a senator, he spoke against it. And shortly after joining the Justice Department, he talked of trying to settle it out of court. But analysts say Ashcroft put that idea aside after September 11th, when he became occupied with more pressing issues. Amy Ridenour heads the National Center for Public Policy Research, a conservative group that opposes the lawsuit.
What's probably happened is that the Civil Division at the Justice Department has taken over the case. John Ashcroft has been busy fighting terrorism, and as a result, those who philosophically have a different point of view than Mr. Ashcroft are leading the charge on this. That doesn't excuse Mr. Ashcroft, however, for not reining them in somewhat.
Ridenour says if the government wants to stamp out the tobacco industry, it should pursue that goal in Congress rather than in the courts. The case is scheduled to go to trial late next year. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.